Next sauna. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Eastside Diner on 2708 Main Street in East Vancouver is open
24 hours a day!
That's right. Bring a friend for a peanut butter milkshake and a tender beef burger with fries for only $10 anytime you want to because it's open
24 hours a day!
A delicious tender chicken dinner with mashed potatoes or Mama Southwest chili? Why not 2:34 in the morning? Lucy's is open
24 hours a day!
Vegetarian? Don't fear, oh late night snacker. Lucy has a wide array of vegetarian options that are available
24 hours a day!
To see a complete menu listing, go to www.lucysisidediner.com and click on the menu heading. For the ultimate Eastside Diner experience, accept no substitutes. Visit Lucy's Eastside Diner at 2708 Main Street in East Vancouver. Open
24 hours a day!
And 7 days a week. For all you night owls. Luke, how long have you been up watching KTEL infomercials?
All night!
Want to go to Lucy's for a breather?
I think your offer won't last long!
Let's just go.
Hello, this is Julie Dueron. You're listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, and thanks for having us, CITR.
Thank you.
Oh, that was, well, somebody, I don't know, maybe it's me, the pitch button was on the CD player, which I've never used. I don't know why you would. I guess if you're, does that change, does they make the song go faster?
I think DJs probably use it.
But on a CD deck?
Yeah.
It's weird. So that was What's Wrong Tohei, except the pitch was really high.
That band is already pretty fast.
I know, so it sounded like Chipmunks. What's Wrong Tohei, they played December 13th, 2007, which is on my birthday. On my show.
Oh, yeah.
On the show. On the show. This is 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. Before What's Wrong Tohei, I played some Oregon Trail, a old Vancouver band.
Oh, member of Rick White's Hair.
Members of Rick White's Hair. Darren's band. They came back from the dead at the Grave Level show. That was about, what is it, like a year and a half ago maybe?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Was it last summer?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah, it was only last summer. You're right. It wasn't as far back. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't.
You don't? Yeah, no one knows. Who knows? They might be back again. But they come back to play the show, but didn't play any of the songs. They basically wrote new songs or something.
Oh, right. They played new songs.
Yeah. Which is still good. It was just, it was a good show. Okay. Just going to mention that Anna is doing the sound check now, and they should be on very shortly. And
they should be Anna shortly.
Yeah, they should be Anna, very Anna shortly. And then Fortress. Shearing Pinks is supposed to be coming in chat, but I don't. They kind of disappeared after the set.
I think Jesse's smoking.
Yeah, so we'll try to get them on depending on when Anna is setting up. Then setting up. But Jay, Megan McDonald is
at the Royal Wedding
right now.
She'll be corresponding with us shortly. And I guess our party correspondent, Patrick, we were unable to patch him through.
That was my problem.
He will be phoning back around 5?
Yeah.
I think he will be corresponding from work.
Yeah, just to see how's the...
it's just nice to hear his voice.
Yeah,
that's
very
all.
Nice. Sorry, yeah, I just... I was like, why? I was looking at phone number two.
Phone two.
It's like, there's a giant one that says phone one, which is the first one.
So it's Anna and then Fortress?
Yeah.
And then...
Inherent Vices.
And then, there's the break
before
Inherent Vices.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, one we'll be hearing from Megan.
Yeah. Although the break is getting smaller and smaller now.
Oh, okay. Well, we could...
We
could talk to her and see when would be a good time to throw her in.
Is that Jesse?
Yeah, it's Jesse.
I'd recognize that haircut anywhere.
Yeah. Do you want to get... I don't know. Is the rest of his band? I don't know.
Jesse! Where's your band?
They're just around the corner.
Do they want to be interviewed?
I know that Nick doesn't.
Nick doesn't? Do you want to be interviewed?
I'll say hi.
Yeah. Well, we have a...
Come chit-chat.
Jesse from Shearing Pinks, who...
Not necessarily.
And Jesse, you were just on the show, what is it, like a month or two ago? Spinning Records, was it?
No.
Something like that, no?
Oh, yeah.
How are things going?
Terrible, man.
Terrible,
oh
that's
God.
Good.
Yeah.
It's so late now. How was
tonight?
It's pretty late. Life is pretty late. Yeah. How was the tour? That happened.
Man, it was really, really, really fun.
Whereabouts did you go?
Almost down to San Diego.
Yeah.
It was just a quick.
Was it one of the best ones?
Thing?
Was it one of the best ones you've done? It sounded like it.
Man, well, that was my first tour with Shearing Pinks.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was probably one of the best tours that I've been on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool to see if those guys were actually popular or outside of the city.
And they were?
Yeah, man, yeah, for sure. Yeah, lots of really good friends, and man, we played with good bands every single night. That's what made it really, really good.
How was it, who booked it? Or
me and Nick just booked it.
Yeah.
Sam Feldman.
That guy's good. But like good bands like this, or these bands that you know and you just hook up with them, or?
Yeah, some. Like we've... Usually when we go down the West Coast, we always play with bands like Death Sentence Panda and Marissa Magic and Joey Cassio and American Splits and stuff like that. But this time we play with, we play with all those bands again, but we play with this really amazing band from Brooklyn called PC Worship.
Okay.
And man,
sounds
everyone
like
should
Ben.
Check them out. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So they just happened, were they on the same, so they flew out there, I guess, or whatever?
Yeah, they flew out there just to do a couple shows, and it seemed like they lost a lot of money, but man, their band was really good.
How did you know them, or I guess one of your friends?
Well, we were trying to book this show in Irvine, and nobody was getting back to us, and then we got a message the day before when we were hanging out in LA, and they asked if we needed a show still in Irvine. And we were actually playing in LA the next day, but we were playing at a record store at like 7 p.m. So then we said yeah, and we drove out after that show and we went to Irvine. Mm-hmm. It's just like a giant university, and we played at the UC Irvine in like a, what is it, like a portable? Or something like what? Yes. Is it? I don't know. Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
When those
like one of those portables.
Yeah,
I think those are called portables.
Yeah, like a larger thing, like a, outhouse like a, or something.
Like a school portable.
Like yeah,
portable?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it's
yeah.
on the field
yeah, yeah,
or something.
It's yeah,
on the
it was football in field. Yeah,
nice.
Oh.
Yeah, that's... and it was just like booked the day before, and yeah, because PC Worship needed a show, and yeah, so this guy just put us together, and Nick and Jeremy actually played with PC Worship like a year before, and they were like, oh yeah, these guys are okay, that's cool, we'll see them again, say hi, but they apparently got way way better. But that was that was the first time I heard him. I was blown away.
That's awesome. Really,
what did they sound like?
Man, it was kind of like Bardo Pond.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm really into that.
Sweet.
Like, yeah.
And so people come out to see us, like, do you know, like how did people know we're Shearing Pinks down there?
Because they've toured probably like 15 times down there.
And that works, so touring works?
Yeah, man, touring works, and yeah, people really like Nick and Jeremy down there. It was like really, really cool to see. It was like, I mean, I saw a lot of the same people that I see on like Twin Crystals tours.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it was good to see everybody, and yeah, it was cool to see how popular they are.
Yeah, and now you're with the band.
Mm-hmm.
How enjoying it? So far, so good.
No,
sucks.
Got yeah, it. Fuck me and
okay.
Me and
it's 1 o'clock now. Anyways,
oh really?
Right here.
No.
Man, I read on the chalkboard outside. It's no cuss words.
Yeah,
really.
It's yeah. That's yeah. It's like a good joke chalkboard.
Shitty chalkboard.
No cuss words.
Just kidding,
man.
Yeah. So yeah, that's good.
Man, let's talk about Fine Mist.
Yeah.
Why?
Man, I like that record.
Oh, thank you.
You guys have a new record coming?
No, we're still. Well, I guess we have a remix record. We're still trying.
Man,
to
Man, is that
it
like a contract obligation?
No. Yeah, Quinn Amore.
Yeah.
Cracking the whip. we're just like trying to wrangle all these remixers. I mean, I asked you to do a remix, not to put you on the spot.
I thought you were joking.
No, I don't joke. You can still do it. There's still time. Like remixers are just so. I mean, I have been a slow remixer myself, so.
I'm just wondering if the rest of your band want to...
Yeah, I think maybe Shearing Pinks should be interviewed right now, not...
Yeah. Yeah, you should talk with Jeremy. He's on ecstasy. I think he took some mushrooms and ecstasy, and there was talk about acid. I don't know, man.
Get him to talk about Jandek. That's the only time I've talked to him.
Jandek? Somebody down in L.A., was asking Jeremy, he was like, man, I heard you got to play with Jandek.
I was basically that guy when I met Jeremy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I was like, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeremy's cool, man. I really like that guy. He's really good looking. He tans really well.
He tans really well.
Yeah.
How is the weather down there? It must be warm.
Yeah, man, it was so nice.
I've never been to California.
And oh, really?
Really?
No.
You should go.
I've only gone as far down
as
Portland.
You look so good.
Yeah.
In California.
Yeah. It's all good.
Maybe not Northern California.
It's kind of weird though. Like LA, I just think of people just driving the cars and, you know.
I thought it would be really gross when, I guess, I'd been to LA when I was a kid and like whatever Disneyland it was fun. But like as an adult, I going to LA, I thought it would be like, oh, this is LA, it's gonna be smoggy suburb, guys.
Yeah, gonna you'll be playing
it
shows.
So, it was
really
so fun.
Really, like you were playing with Keanu Reeves or something. You're playing with Doc Star.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice. I mean, like if you have friends in a city, then it can
yeah,
be
we got
really
lots
fun.
Of friends down there. Really good bands.
Sweet.
Bestial Mounds, that's a really good band from LA.
Hmm. What are they called?
Bestial Mounds.
Bestial Mounds?
Mouths.
Mouths,
yeah. I wonder if Anna's ready to play yet. I don't know what's going on. No one's giving
I
me
I wonder any. If Sharing Pinks is ready to be interviewed.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, I guess Jesse is...
Man, I'm getting the hook.
Jesse is getting... what's next for Sharing Pinks?
Next for Sharing Pinks, we play in Victoria. Next week with Anna.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, how appropriate.
At the 50-50 in the back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Okay.
I like you in the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man. Fantastic. So I think I got the thumbs up, and I guess this is a preview of if you're in Victoria and you are listening to this, do you even need to go to the show? Of course you do.
Just bootleg it.
Yeah, bootleg.
Just bootleg the show. So now we are. This is 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm Ben with Jesse and Jay, and a huge amount of people just wandering the hallways. And
man,
such.
I love you guys.
Yeah, I love you more. Oh. And up now, live in studio, Anna.
No! Yeah.
Anna, live on CITR. Thank you. Coming up next, Fortress. This is 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Don't go anywhere. Happy times.
I'm not sure. Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hi, we're back on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR, and we have a special caller. This is our royal correspondent, Megan McDonald. She's in the United Kingdom covering the wedding for CITR, the wedding of the royals, of course. Megan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Jay.
I do hear the delay. That is
right.
Sorry, there's a little delay, but it's okay. We'll handle it.
It's going to be a bit awkward. I've been told that there's a 38-second satellite delay.
Yeah.
So we're most likely going to be responding to different questions and answers. But, I mean, we're going to stick through it. It's a beautiful day here in London. The sun is not shining, but it's gray out, and it's lots of hats, lots of attendees. I'm really excited. Just the air of excitement is
would you say it's palpable?
Just awesome.
Oh, okay.
That's fantastic. Whose wedding is it again?
Hold on. Just let me get my note. One of the princes is getting married. I don't think it's Harry, but I just can't remember the other name right now. And he's marrying, I don't think the queen. I don't think he's marrying her, although they are calling it the royal wedding.
I know.
I'll get back to you, but it's really exciting. I'm very glad that CITR flew me out here to cover the wedding.
We do have the budget for that kind of product.
Yeah, ever since the fun drive.
And people do care very much about this, especially the Vancouver music scene. Like, the secret location is a major spot.
Right, yeah, this is where your fun
drive dollars are going.
I
think they were doing a watch-in at the secret location.
Yeah. Exactly,
so, is there anything? Can you describe what the fashion? Can you talk about fashion?
Yes, there are lots of hats. I did hear beforehand that the ladies were expected to wear white gloves, but I have not seen those. And I just have heard that the bookmakers are taking bets on whether or not the queen will be wearing yellow. They said that there is a 1 in 3 chance she will be wearing yellow. So that's exciting.
That's interesting news.
Did you place any bets?
No. I'm prohibited from doing that.
Yeah,
due to my past gambling history in the United Kingdom.
in the press, that's just not right. You should not be gambling on anything because we are a valid news outlet. And none of us should be gambling.
Very respected.
Yeah. Are people excited?
They are. I tried to sample a number of opinions. About 60% of them don't know what they're excited about. They don't know what they're here for. They've just been assembled by a movie company. They think that they're being paid as extras, probably Waterworld 2 or something, or The King's Speech 5 or whatever number they're on in the sequels of that. But the other 40%... are just a little bit listless. They don't really know what's going on either. So it's pretty exciting. It's a pretty neat feeling in London right now.
Were you able to catch a glimpse of any of the royals?
Oh, no. I don't know that they're going to be there today. It is an exciting time, but I guess, you know, I do say that I'm there, but my seats aren't that good. I don't really have many, you know, much access. I'm in the outskirts of London, to be honest.
And, Wales?
But I do hope that I do hear about the wedding when it happens, so I can report back to you.
Yeah, CRTR is rich, but we're not that rich, unfortunately.
Lower tier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we've got nosebleeds, but it's fine.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about what's been going on here? About, has any of the excitement about Thunderbird Radio, has it crossed the pond? Are you hearing, are there any correspondents from London, say, at CITR covering, have you heard about anything of any of the exciting things?
You know, it's really interesting. Over here, I don't think Ben knows this, but Ben Lye is a celebrity over here. He's on advertisements for everything. There are billboards of him all over outer London, all over the train stations on the way from Gatwick.
I actually did not know that.
I don't think you want to know what you're
I don't even know what Gatwick is, but okay, keep going.
It's the airport that you flew me to, which is outside. It's the poorer quality airport, might I add.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got a deal because apparently I'm on the billboards.
Yes, I flew on your airline.
I punched in my name and suddenly I got a discount. I was wondering why that happened. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. It's taking Vancouver by storm. People are outside cheering for it, saying go Canucks go. I only assume that it means the Canucks Canadians is playing on this program.
Right.
A lot of cheering, a lot of happy people drinking, for sure, because of this, of Romok and such playing on the program.
Absolutely, I've heard that.
Yeah, I mean, Romok's logo is a little whale, right? Or some sort of, what is it? It's like a...
I still don't know what Romok is.
It's I don't know, I think it's like an orca from 1965. It's called Romok. There's a story.
It's the Indian word for orca.
Yeah. Yeah. I know because I work at the Museum of Anthropology and there's a little exhibit that shows.
That's just Patrick climbing out of a clamshell?
Yeah, pretty much. It's only in 1964, though. I don't know, somehow, like, after that year, that word became invalid.
Yeah, well, people's creation myths are, I don't know. There are a lot of inconsistencies there.
Yeah. Anything you can tell us about the war wedding? How does that compare to when we sent you to Wayne Gretzky's wedding back in 86 in Edmonton?
Oh, that actually was Princess Diana's wedding that you sent me to. But she was on skates.
Yeah.
So... she was wearing the number 99 on her wedding gown. It was really, this is very similar. I think that most of the same people are getting married in this wedding as the former wedding.
Oh.
And didn't she marry Wayne Gretzky?
I'm not sure. Actually, I have to check back to you on that. I need to check my facts. Maybe, yeah, we'll give her a call later.
Same hair.
Same hair.
They do have the same hair.
All right. I don't know anything else, Jay. For
I'm good.
Yeah, I think I think we're running out of time on this long distance call. We've only we only put in $20 worth of long distance on a calling card, so it might be running out. A lady is going to come on and say you have 2 minutes left on this call.
Yeah.
Or less. Thank you very much, Megan, from outskirts of Gatwick or whatever. <you're on. laughs>
The outer boroughs of London.
Say hi to, I don't know, Mr. Bean for me when you see him.
What time is it over there?
What time is it in Vancouver?
It's
8 hours later
know.
Than you guys.
I don't know what time it is.
It's 1:30. Well, I'm looking at Big Ben and it's 9:30. I'm looking at Big Ben through my binoculars.
And why are people getting married on Fridays in England? Is it like a normal thing?
It's because of that Rebecca Black song.
Wow, I didn't know she was British. Or they just always
switch. That song has really It's gotten to the heart of the international community.
So transcendent.
It's a Queen's favorite song, apparently. Thank you very much. We learned so much.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. And you are listening to 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. And we're going to...
I guess Fortress, the band Fortress.
Yeah, Fortress. It looks
what
like
do
Fortress
they sound like?
I don't know. They are probably just as loud as the last two bands that played on the program. I think they're almost ready, but until then, we are going to spin some songs. What should I play? What do I have queued up? This is a good programming. Here we go. Dandy Wynn from a certain time back in the days. You know what? We're ready.
Oh.
No, Dandy Wynn. Fortress.
Bye, Megan.
Yeah,
bye, Megan. Fortress. Live in studio, I think just about right now. Fortress, live on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm Ben with Jay, and that was Megan.
Thank you.
CITR. Thanks for coming out. This is part of 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. More to come. Inherent Vices up next. And tons and tons going on. We are how many hours into it now? Eight? Is it 8 hours? Something like that. Something like 8 hours into 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. We're going on until tomorrow. Well, today. At till 6 p.m. later today. Inherent Vices, up very shortly. Thank you.
tell me now. So I don't know how I'll be found. If you don't even know me now. And I hope I'll wake up. I hope I'll wake up. Oh, I hope I'll wake up next to you. Thrown out anything that I could shout. Me now, so I don't know that I'll be found. If you won't even know me now, I hope I'll wake up. I hope I'll wake up.
Okay, whoa, that was loud. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM as I fade out the music in the background. 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Well into it. We are in the 8th hour almost. It's almost getting into the 8th hour. Oh, Graham is outside.
The 8th hour. Graham's outside.
All right, have you been here the whole time?
I've been here the whole time, and I will be here for the next, until 6 p.m., sorry, tomorrow.
Oh, you're doing the whole...
I'm doing the whole entire thing. Last year, I took a little nap, but I don't think I'm going to do it this year. Last year, I did that, and then I went to the after-party show, and then I went to another show after that.
Well, I was watching this while you're doing while partying.
Oh no! After this, it was over, so it was like a different show. See. So I went from 6 till 6, and then I went to a show that went from 9 till 12, and then I went to the You Say Party Gang Violence show that ended at like 2 or 3 in the morning. Yeah, it was good times. But I am here with members, well, with Fortress, and I guess members of Honor. One person, Graham.
Where's Graham?
Kinda,
I don't know. That's always the question. Where's Graham?
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, great set. Thanks for coming out. Can we maybe talk a bit about the band? I don't really know exactly how, when did you guys, I know that you guys, I've seen you at least I think 2 years ago, or yeah, so you've been around since that long.
Yeah.
About 3 years or so, yeah. I'd say, yeah.
Saw you the Cobalt, I can't remember exactly when, but yeah. So how, when did it start? So 3 years?
Yeah, me and Spencer just started playing music together and just played at Fake Jazz and met some people. We kind of, the first show we played, we kind of played first and then like left right away because we were really like nervous around people and stuff. And
we didn't know you can make money.
Yeah, we didn't know you could actually make the $40 that you make at Fake Jazz.
So was it just the first time you played, just the two of you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
yeah, it was initially you guys on the drum machine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and then we just kept experimenting with people and met Matt and met Andrew and...
And everything.
That's kind of it.
Yeah, 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 right. That's the glossed over. It's nice. Yeah.
It's a glossed over version, of course.
Whoever can show up at band practice, you know, like twice a week or whatever, sort of.
And how did the process work? What, was it almost like you were always looking to, for people to play with you, or was it one of those things where you know, it was more like, oh, it was mentioned, can I, you know, I think you need a drummer or something, and they go, oh, that sounds like a good idea.
No, I mean, I think I'm just, like, always into, like, jamming with a bunch of people, and then just who you end up actually writing a lot of music with.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty much just, like, a relationship or whatever, you know, you sort of, like, whoever you, you know, sort of work out with, you know, that's what it works out.
And are you happy with any more new members to come, or is this pretty much...
No.
We've done it a couple times, and the four of us just works really well.
Yeah, it's more efficient.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, more efficient. Yeah. And okay, have you guys done any recordings, or how does it?
We're actually just in the process of doing all of our recordings right now. It's sort of we played shows a lot.
Right.
And it's only been recently that we realized that a lot of people listen to recordings.
Right.
Just sort of always assume that people would just come out to shows.
People should just come out to shows, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, but people got things that they got to do, you know? They got to, you know, they have their jobs, they got to go to school, yeah.
They
got all these different things, you know? Like, why are they going to come out to one show and other than another, you know? But they'll listen to the same thing over and over again, like, because they really like it. So, you know, maybe they'll like us and, you know, they'll work out. But it's been a little while. It's been a little while for us to figure that out, because we always thought that people just sort of like come out to shows and just want to hang out.
So you're actually working on something, though?
All of the stuff we played is so far unreleased. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah. Like, are you looking to go to a particular place, or just on your computer? Or
I think we're going to try to do it ourselves, sort of, I don't know. That's the way it is.
That's how it is now, yeah.
Exactly.
The track we did on Saturday turned out sounding really rad.
Yeah, we're recording for something for this the Blood Club concert.